So how you feel about the latest Solo Leveling chapter?
Oh,
are you all caught up?
I didn't catch up to the last one. I had the other two, but I didn't get the last one.
You haven't read 146 yet? Come on.
No, I have not. I'm telling you, I can't. Esme's everywhere, man. Silent S.
Read it with her.
I can't read it with her. So got my iPad right here. She'll be Actually, yeah, you saw her sitting on my lap right now, like a couple minutes ago. She was reaching for my phone, my water, my mic. She wants everything.
Bruh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Break it down for me. I will still read it. I will still read it.
I mean, the battle with Jinwoo and Thomas Andre is getting heated. And so, you know, Thomas Andre got his squad. And then Jinwoo got his army. So they're going at it, whatever. And then Thomas Andre, he realizes, he's like, yo, this army's a, like, he's giving the shadow like army kind of the business a little bit. But his other people are getting the asses handed to him. So Jinwoo just doing work. So, you know, since he doesn't have to worry about that, Jinwoo's just going after Thomas Andre. And Thomas Andre think he got the upper hand, you know. Obviously, Jinwoo, he starts increasing his battle or whatever, and he still starts improving. And Thomas Andre is just like, yo, what the hell's going on? And then he realizes, like, yo, his crew is getting whipped. He's just like, all right, I need to take care of these guys first. And so he's like, he uses this skill called reinforcement, right? And so you find, remember how they told, since you caught up to the chapters right before this, remember how Jinwoo was told that there were four humans,
yes,
who got the rank, who have the power of the rulers.
Yes,
Thomas Andre is one of them. Actually, they basically implied four of the five national ranked hunters.
The other monarchs, basically.
Yeah, they're the rulers because the monarchs are different. The monarchs are like for the demon.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry.
The monarchs are going. Remember, it's the monarchs against the rulers. So the four. And then you realize Thomas Andre is one of the four. So when he uses his reinforcement skill, he gets like this super armor against him. And then he uses a skill called like collapse. And so that collapse, it creates like just a black hole vortex. And he starts sucking in some of Jinwoo's shadow creatures. And it's like, okay, Jim was like, yo, if I didn't have the ruler's authority move where he could just like move his body out the way, he would have been sucked in. But basically that's turned up the tide in our Jinwoo. But even with that ability with Thomas Andre, Jinwoo, he's like, he's still giving him, he's like increasing his speed and marking his body and just like hitting them left and right. And it's just like, you know, Jinwoo is going to come out of this as like the victor.
Yep.
But it's like other people are trying to head there. Like the agencies and the government agencies are trying to stop this battle, obviously, because you know it's gonna be causing so much destruction.
Yeah.
It's getting intense.
All right. Well, I might have to sit down here for a couple minutes after the episode's over and just like scroll real quick.
it's a wild.
Oh man, that's all right.
Just wait till you read this thing is up, and I hate that I'm now caught up. So it's just like we gotta wait weekly, every Wednesday.
that's what I was kind of letting it build up, and you guys are like, "Yo, read the next chapter." I was like, "Come on!"
It gets so action packed. It's like, "Yo, we gotta see what happens next minute's out." But now it's just like, now that I'm all caught up, it's just like playing this weekly game. It hurts.
The weekly. See, I haven't watched a single episode of My Hero Academia.
Neither have I. I binge that. That's easy for me because I started with it by binging. So it was just like, easy for me.
I'm not going to lie to you. If I had to watch My Hero Academia like episode by episode since the beginning, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Like, you have to watch season one as like a whole. You can't watch it as like episode by episode. You have to watch the whole thing, or else you're gonna be like, "Yo, this dude's never gonna get his powers. What's the point?"
Season one takes a little bit to build up, but after when it does, it's just like,
yes,
it's straightforward.
Yeah, exactly.
But ever since then, I just let the seasons build up before I watch it and let them complete. And speaking of things being completed, I'm gonna pour 40 for Attack on Titan. Part one of the anime is complete, and the manga is officially over. Finito. Yes. What a great, it's crazy. 11 years? The manga's been going for 11 years?
Yes. You know, I'm so mad because I saw a post on Facebook talking about 8 years ago today, the one of the greatest animes of all time was released for the first time. And I'm like, it didn't dawn on me until like later that day. I was like, yo, wait a second. There's only four seasons, which means they waited like, three or four years until it released the rest of the season. I'm like, that's why I forgot. Like, I fell off of Attack on Titan. I'm like, I hated the fact that they just never reanimated it. I was like, what's the point?
I couldn't believe that. So they basically did season one and was just like, oh, well, yeah. Cool.
That's a wrap.
Because even because I hopped on the Attack on Titan train real late. So by that time I was done with season one, season two was already done because season two was only 12 episodes.
So you hopped on actually at the perfect time because you didn't have to have that letdown of like, it'll never come back. But you were probably also reading the manga or no?
No, I didn't start reading the manga until afterwards. Cause I, like you said, I got on Attack on Titan late. I wasn't reading the manga from the beginning.
Oh, okay. All right.
So like after I caught up with after I finished where the anime was, I just started reading the manga from where the anime left off. And then I just kept going from then.
Yeah. But I love how we called it though. We called it on the show. Like, yo, season four is not going to conclude. Like, it's not, that's not the rest of it.
Like, no, once I knew it was only going to be 16 episodes, like there's no way they're putting everything in these 16 episodes.
Yeah.
Cause where they were at in the, like, cause I was seeing especially the stuff we were posting. I'm like, oh, where they were at in the anime is nowhere near where the manga is right now. And the manga is about to end. So yeah. I knew it was. And then when I was like, oh, there's only 16 episodes, I was like, okay, if there's only 16 episodes and they're nowhere close, like they're not going to, there's no way, even if they try to like push everything in, they would leave a lot of important stuff out. So there's no way they were going to be able to fit that in just those 16 episodes. So I already knew they're going to do a part two. The question for me was, when were we going to get that?
Oh, winter 2022. Yeah. Oh, it's like a slap in the face, man. Oh,
now I will take winter 2022 over fall of like 2025, 2026.
That's a good point. Like, based on the first season. Yeah, that's a good point.
Because I had to wait 7 years to get a completion for Inuyasha. 7 to 8 years to get a completion for Inuyasha. And then same, when did Bleach end? Right? And
Bleach,
now
like, Bleach will start the end soon. Wait, hasn't premiered yet, right?
No, hasn't premiered. Like all right. People like the guess is fall 2021 fall of this year. We don't know if it's getting pushed back or not. Mm. But that's the rumor going on. But just think about it. Like, when did Bleach end the anime? And now we're coming back to actually finally complete it.
That is upsetting. That was like second year of college. Like, it was like 2007, I'm pretty sure.
It was crazy. It was just like, so you think about it, it's like Bleach aired. Like, let me actually look it up.
You know, that's a really good question. Because like, It had to have been like 15 years ago. No, what is this? 2021? Like, it's so ridiculous amount of time.
Bleach anime started October 5th, 2004.
Yes. Okay.
So I was sophomore.
Oh, a high school?
Actually, hold on. Let me think about that.
Boom, 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 boom.
No, freshman.
Yeah, I was going to say, in 2004, I was definitely a junior because I graduated.
No, sophomore. My freshman year was 2003. I started 2003. 2003, 2004 is my freshman year. So then 2004, 2005 was my sophomore year. So yeah, I was a sophomore in high school.
Senior year.
Wow, senior year in high school, yeah.
That for me, yeah. Dang. But Bleach was like, so it's so weird because like, so where Bleach is, it's like an original generation anime, not original generation, but like it's in that generation where anime just started like shooting up, and now where it's going to try to conclude, it's like two or three generations behind it. Like, we're behind Demon Slayer. Like, it's now, crazy.
It ended March 27, 2012. So we're now 9 years later.
2012. Yeah.
Nine years later. And it pissing me off, man. Yo, like those big gaps. But Bleach, again, there is a different case because obviously Shonen was forcing Tita Kubo to end it, which sucked because he had to, that final arc, I hope now, obviously, because the animes can do like fillers and stuff like that, I hope they add fillers in just to like explain what they couldn't in the manga.
Oh.
Because the manga, like there's stuff in the manga that was just like, okay, you just have to take it as is because there was no explanation for it, but that's because it was rushed to be finished.
Oh, that stinks. Yeah, no, I hope they take their time with it because like it doesn't make any sense to you can't have a piece of work and then never explain how some of the things happen in that masterpiece. Like, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. All right. That's people crazy. Just want to rampant with their fan theories.
Oh, well, I mean, you can go rampant with fan theories when you're not given an actual, like, I don't have an actual script to read. So what am I going to do?
True.
I'm gonna suppose. Yeah.
So what you got to do at that point.
Exactly. But Bleach is actually a good kind of segue topic because like today we were going to talk about like our favorite senseis and Bleach. I mean, Bleach had a bunch of them. Like you obviously can't do it without talking about Naruto, but like, you know, Bleach had the dude with the stripy hat. Urahara?
Kisuke Urahara.
Urahara, man.
Or like, the goats.
Like we're talking about like just straight out like I was gonna say Master Roshi. No, what's his? Oh, I can't even think of the name anymore. Wax on, wax off.
Mr. Miyagi?
Mr. Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi style, like, just, like, coach you up from zero. Like, let's be honest. You remember watching Bleach? Ichigo was a terrible swordsman. And Urahara got a hold of him, and he was a badass swordsman, man.
Ichigo got the best teachers.
Yes.
he got Kisuke, Urahara, Yoruichi, and then his dad.
Yes. I never got to see his dad.
Well, you saw the end of it, didn't you?
No. Wait, hold on. In the anime,
his dad taught him how to get to the final Getsuga mode.
I don't remember it, man. This is too long. I remember, before he fought Aizen.
Yeah, right before he fought Aizen in the final battle, because remember he became different. His father trapped him into like, you remember how every time they go to the Soul Society, they had to travel through that little like dimension tunnel first, and then the vortex would always like if you didn't go fast enough, the sweeper would come in to knock you out. Well, Aizen had already destroyed the sweeper thing.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden, since the sweeper thing wasn't there, Ishin was just like, all right, well, since he's not here, we have time because time moves differently here. We can stay here for a little bit and train. So he trapped Ichigo into that world. Yes. And that's how Ichigo was able to like learn the final Getsuga.
That's right. Because, okay, it didn't dawn on me because I remember seeing him and he like appeared a couple times and that's about it.
Yeah, because he learned the Mugetsu mode where he's all in the black flames and everything.
Yes. That's the gif I love to post.
Yeah. he's in that final mode. But isn't that because his father like trapped him there and like not trapped him there, he just chained him there for a little bit to get him to learn the final mode. But like he benefited from all those three great teachers. Yoruichi taught him the flash step.
Yes.
And then Kisuke was the one who trained him in the beginning for to earn his own Soul Reaper powers.
Yeah, no. He was legit. He was very lucky, but he's also like genetically gifted because he has all the powers. Like
all three and blended in.
It doesn't seem to be fair. It's like it was like the perfect culmination of every single thing that could happen in the universe of like of the Soul Society.
But see, here's what I like about Ichigo though. Like, even though he's supposed to be OP because he has the blended of the Quincy, Hollow, and Soul Reaper powers. But Fullbring, that's four. But like, even with all that, my man Stay is getting his ass beat.
That's
like he doesn't just go through and just like instantly like win battles or something. Like he gets worked.
Yes, that's one of the key working points I like about Bleach, because I don't like a hero that just wins. Like I like them when they win, but like you got to work for it, please. I know you're gonna come out on top. The show is about you. Please work for it. Like, you know, get slapped around. It's okay. You'll get healed.
Oh, Ichigo, stay getting beat up.
I love the, like, you know, he gets beat up, then all of a sudden Hollow Power takes over, you know, it gets a little bit like in his mind and he's gonna go crazy. Yep. Like, that was, now I gotta watch Bleach again. See what you're doing, man.
You just stick to the main story, it's a great show.
Yeah.
The problem has some of the worst fillers. Some of the worst fillers I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's like the almost all of the arcs that have to do with like the like being in, what is that? What's the town? K-Town.
Kurikara Town.
All the fillers that have to do with him not being in Kurikara Town at that time. Nothing. Trash. Garbage. Like, he's in the Soul Society. Please don't flash back to his, like, it'd be like seasons worth of fillers. So like you have to take time.
Like, I like Khan. Whenever he like Khan takes over the body, I didn't need to see a story arc with him. Like, not I didn't yet. Need to see why Ichigo was in Hueco Mundo. I don't need to see what Khan was doing back in Karakura Town. Like, that was so unnecessary for me.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make any sense. Like, he's a funny character. Give him his own show. Like, you know, ha ha ha. Do something like that.
Yeah. I will say this. I do like, I know it's like an unpopular opinion, but I do love the Zenpakuto Rebellion arc.
Oh, when they can't use their powers.
Yeah, when they can't use the swords because the swords actually come out and become like actual like beings.
Yeah. And
I do like that arc. Just because it was interesting to see the actual like weapons in their own personalities and how they are.
It's interesting. It didn't dawn on me that was a filler at the time. Like, because I was like just watching, I was like, ooh, Bleach.
They threw that right in the middle of the whole Ice and Karakura Town battle. I was tired about that, but I was just like, okay, this is an interesting filler.
Yeah.
It went on a little bit too long for my liking because after they defeated the main bad guy, they still gave me like five more episodes for that arc. And I'm just like, the main bad guy's dead. Why are we still here?
He's like, come on, are we there like, yet?
Like,
are
we there yet? Can we get back to the main story, please?
the Bleach, notorious. So now, like, you can go on to like checkforfillers.com or whatever, and like, you can see exactly which episodes you need to watch. Mm-hmm. And what exactly which ones you can skip. And I'm probably going to do that before the next season of Bleach comes out because I don't remember any of Bleach. I'm not going to lie to you.
I remember all of it. I've watched that constantly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, your memory is like eidetic when it comes to freaking anime. I am impressed. Like, I can watch something and then, like, I could be watching it right now and then not be able to regurgitate it back to you. I'm not going to lie to you. It's like, that's just how my mind works. I have other things, I guess.
One of my favorite like teachers for anime is Anna or Anna from Shaman King. And she's beast. So she beast because like she is an absolute hellish teacher. Like, the main character's name is Yo, and she puts this dude through absolute hell, like literally the fire, water, wind, and earth. Just to train him and talk. But the thing is, she's also a beast herself because she's a soul medium and she can channel the power of spirits through her medium beads, through beads. And she uses her abilities to like control Yo and his spirit, Amidamaru. So it's just, but that's just to make sure like he stops being lazy because Yo is lazy as hell. And but so like she uses the powers to like make sure to get him off his legs and to put them into shape. And then she also makes people cook for her, clean for her, and do everything for her just because. So her thing is she is Yo's fiance.
Oh,
and Yo is destined to be the Shaman King, which makes her the Shaman Queen. And she's determined to make sure she gets that spot. She's like, nah, I'm Shaman Queen. You will obey. Like, she's one of the fiercest characters in that show. She might be the fiercest character in that show.
It's semi-petty at the same time.
And everybody is, like, afraid of her. Like, all the regular characters are afraid of her. You don't want to get on her bad side. But she's such an awesome teacher when it comes to actually, like, training, yo.
That's awesome. All right. That's funny. I like how she's like semi-petty with it though. She's like, no. I'm gonna get this title. I'm getting this title. Again,
she's like, yeah, you're going to be Shaman King as your fiance. I will make that happen. As you know, I am Shaman Queen. Y'all gonna acknowledge me as such.
That's awesome. And when I saw your list, I was like head over heels because I was gonna say it or say her. And then you like I saw your list, it was like freaking from Yu Yu Hakusho. We got Genkai.
The one of the goats.
He is the goat. That was the top of my list. I was like, yo, coach him up to be like the better spirit detective, increases spirit energy so that he can do from 1 to 3 shots. And then eventually she taught him what the shotgun.
Yeah, she's a beast. She has her own magic. That's not even just training. She trained Yusuke and Tagoro.
Yeah. We don't like
I mean, it's not her fault Tagoro went bad, but like she trained them both. And like they were two of the most badass characters in that show.
I know. And then she had to give her life. Like, oh man, like that's like the true, I feel like Jedi level. Almost like sensei, you know, like I gotta give my life to teach you my final technique, and this will be my gift to you. It's like, ooh, okay, all right.
She was the beast. Not only that, she has so much sass. She was like, Yusuke liked to run his mouth, but she gave it right back to him. Oh, I don't know.
I know. And then she got that soft side. I was like, no way. Genkai's nice, right? Nice.
give me the smart ass Genkai.
I know, right? I mean, all right. You obviously know, not number one, but I'm putting him close to top. Jiraiya, like he's got to make the list.
Like Jiraiya, definitely. Like we doing ranking. Like if we had to do ranking, Jiraiya is probably gonna be like top three.
Yeah, no, obvious. Like he's far more than just a sensei. He's far more than just a mentor. He's basically Naruto's grandfather, man. It's like
he's Naruto's basically his grandfather, but he's actually his godfather.
Yeah. He doesn't know that. Nobody tells him. It's another one of those things about Naruto. Like, why didn't no one tell him who his family was? Come on. But like he looks after him in like far more of a caring way than just a teacher does. You know, like. Although we got like Aruka, who's like dad, basically, let's be honest, in that whole situation. But
yeah, you say yes enough. Yeah, but I don't like Aruka. Aruka's just a paper pusher, man.
He is, but you know what? I think he kind of got Naruto the first step, and then, you know, Jiraiya took Naruto from Aruka, and it was like, you know what? We're going to get you the next step. We're going to show you what having like some love and some caring and some family is like. You know, he introduced the Tsunade, kind of not really on purpose, but you know.
I mean, let's think about it. This dude taught Naruto, Minato, Pain, Konan, and Yahiko. Like he trained the leaders of the Akatsuki. He trained he trained some of the top people.
Yeah, but the one he trained, the very one he was talking about, like the one he needed to train was Naruto, who defeated everybody else.
My headphones started beeping. I was like, yo, is the power down? I was like, no. Oh. I got full green. So I don't know why he's beeping.
Yeah. But the one he needed to train was Naruto, who defeated all those other people. So it's like, all those mistakes you made, it's fine. It's okay. Well, don't worry about it.
I mean, he got that random ass prophecy from the great sage toad, or from the great toad sage. So it's like, who did he think of the child? And think about it, whether it was Nagato, Minato or Naruto, any one of those three could have easily been the child of prophecy, just the way that we're going.
That's true. But like, you know, they all kind of went about it a different way, especially Nagato. He was like, nah, man, I'm doing good here.
Oh, he was on the dark side of things.
The Takno Jutsu, man. If it wasn't for it, I don't know.
He also got manipulated as well. You know what's the worst part? It's like you go back and watch Naruto, you just realize Danzo was the cause of everything, man. Like this dude was the worst.
You like, know what I don't like though?
Cause of everything.
So you realize that real quick, like when you're watching the anime, but you actually have to really read the manga because. Yeah, the manga for Naruto mentioned Danzo and his like shadow hand like a lot more than the anime actually does. So like you don't know any of that stuff. You just kind of like, oh yeah, this is a great journey that we're on. It's like, no. The journey we're on is because this dude manipulated everything. He had a hand in everything.
Like you obviously like there's the whole like Black Zetsu rewriting the tablet and all that stuff. Whatever. Don't even get me started. That was so annoying for me with the whole Black Zetsu thing. This dude Danzo though. Everything, the cause of the pain for the hidden leaf, Straight up Donzo. Straight Yo, and Donzo.
Anbu Black Ops was his like personal squad, man. And he was a sensei too, though. He was.
I'm not putting him on the list. No.
He's not a good sensei. He just was. Well, he
I'm
was
not putting him on the list.
He on the wrong ridiculous. List. But yeah, man, I actually do need to read the manga for Naruto because there's a lot left out like that you just don't know about. I'm like, what? Because you know, I read posts, read forums and stuff like that. I'm like, Donzo did that too? What? Donzo did that? What's going on here? Like, and then he's just collecting Sharingan eyes, like, yo,
and implanting him into his arm.
I don't even know how that works. Like, I can't see with my wrist. It doesn't make any sense.
just gotta talk to Orochimaru.
I really need to talk to Orochimaru.
They're ridiculous.
Not current Orochimaru. He's a little weird.
I'm still haven't watched Boruto yet. You know, I'll probably do that when my son comes. He's just be like, you know what? I'm bored. Paternity leave. let me see what Boruto is about.
Seriously, the first, I don't even know where I stopped in Boruto, but like, it was where it was kind of boring. It was like, okay, everything's going on. It wasn't even just like, it was just like regular Naruto leaf missions. Like, you know, basically, like, go catch the dog. Like, that's what it was. Like, everyone's super nerfed. And then like, you get to the part where I haven't even gotten to yet, where it's like, oh, like things are happening. Like, you know, we got, I don't even remember, but like, there's actually stuff that I want to watch now. Sasuke fighting the Otsuki, whatever they call.
Oh, they finally got to that.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. Okay. That's cool. Like, get me something like that because, you know, like when Naruto first came out, it was like a gritty, like he was hands in like the dirt, like fighting people. Like he had to try. Boruto doesn't have to try. He's like this talented, gifted person.
Well, see, here's things that add to it. One, Kishimoto wasn't doing the Boruto story in the beginning.
Yep. And he switched to it.
And now he's back. And yep. So you can already see more stuff that's happening more for Naruto. And also another thing is Naruto was a weekly manga. So it's just like you had a lot more built up somewhere in the anime came. You can just start it off with that. Don't get me wrong. Naruto still had a whole mess of fillers on its own. But now with Boruto being just a monthly manga, you can't really run the anime because obviously if you're just getting one manga a month, there's only so much you can do with that in terms of an episode. Like one manga can like just take up one manga can just be an episode on of its own. So it's just like they have to start doing these filler arcs before they can actually do the real story. Which is why I didn't watch Boruto to begin with, because I already knew that was a big, like once I saw when the anime was starting that he was in the academy, they hadn't even graduated the academy yet. I was just like, okay, so we're just gonna do this, then let me just wait until the manga is big enough until they start actually getting towards the main story, which now they are on the main story because you're telling me Sasuke is fighting Jigen for the Jigen, so that's definitely the main arc. Yeah. But at this time, it's just like still a monthly manga. I don't think the manga is that far enough where I want to get back in. So I'll wait on it. Yo, yeah. I didn't watch Naruto until the actual series. I think it was like maybe until what was the? I think the original Naruto was like what 220 something episodes or 200 like.
It was in the mid twos. You're right. Yeah, like 229 so like, maybe. I don't know.
Let me get on my Googles.
But no, you're right. Like, and I was watching Naruto and I was like, wait, what do you mean it's over?
Yeah, 220. Like, so 220, Naruto, okay, yeah. Original Naruto had 220 episodes. I actually didn't start watching until it was like 207 episodes.
That's not bad. But
it was already ending. But the thing was, I've already explained this before. If you are watching this on YouTube or just listening to Anime Brothers now, I've already explained this before earlier on. I almost didn't watch Naruto and Bleach because at the time I was just trying to finish the ending of Yu Yu Hakusho because they took it off Cartoon Network. But I was trying to find any way I could to watch Yu Yu Hakusho online. And while like during my search and trying to find the episodes, all I was getting were ads for Naruto and Bleach, and I'm just like, what the hell is this Naruto or Bleach crap? Like, I don't want to watch this. This is not what I'm looking for. I want Yu Yu Hakusho. Leave me alone with this BS. Like, I'm not watching this. So I wasn't going. So at the time, I swore it off. And then my cousins started watching Naruto and Bleach because we were all trying to watch the Yu Yu Hakusho as well. But they ended up also like watching Naruto and Bleach. They're like, yo, man, you got to watch this. Like, nah, I know we were mad because we were just trying to watch the Yu Yu Hakusho. But like, you really got to watch it. You just turn around. I'm just like, all right, let me give it a shot. I'll try. I got hooked ever since. Yeah.
Oh,
I got,
man.
As soon as first I was taste. Like, all right, I was like, all right. You got me.
First taste is free.
That's true.
Nah, for real. Yeah. But like, no, that's basically how when they took it off Cartoon Network, I realized like, okay, wait, this story hasn't finished yet. So there's an entire like arc missing out of Yu Yu Hakusho from Cartoon Network days. That's exactly what I had to do. I had to get LimeWire or it wasn't Napster. It was LimeWire at the time. Or FrostWire. It was FrostWire at the time.
FrostWire.
Yes, it was like when LimeWire went down, like you got to go get it back up, you know. You had to give your computer herpes in order to watch whatever you wanted to watch or listen to whatever you wanted to listen to. And like, man, like I had to find it and I wasn't able to find it. And you find like a bunch of just random things, like, you know, they'll title anything, right? Yeah. They'll title anything what you wanted to find. And it's like, no, it didn't work. So I did eventually find it, but like, I found. I almost didn't watch Bleach because I didn't really like the concept of Bleach. I was like, yo, swordsman? It wasn't my style at the time. And then, like, you know, I finally watched
Bleach. You have two posters of swordsman behind you.
I know. It wasn't my style at the time. You know what I got these for? This is old age samurai, new age samurai. I think it's cool.
Nah, it is. But yeah, it's funny. Right.
Yeah.
I like swordsman weren't your thing. And it's just like, yeah, two posters.
That's hilarious. I never would have got that. But yeah, so I did that. And then Naruto was like a series like I was meaning to watch because I was like, all right, this dude's like he's a gutsy ninja. Let's watch it. And I'm like, this dude's a total fail, bro. What the hell?
Facts. I think for Naruto, for me, like my ultimate favorite senseis in Naruto would be Jiraiya, Minato, Kakashi, and Guy.
So all right, I'm gonna give you Jiraiya, I'm gonna give you Guy. I can give you Minato only because I know he coached up like Kakashi and stuff, but like I really didn't like I feel like we only got him in like random like flashback episode.
They gave us Kakashi's whole arc, so like how Kakashi became with him, like,
yeah,
granted he should have done more for Obi. I guess in terms of sensei, you were like, he was a great ninja. In terms of sensei, though, he definitely helped Kakashi, Obito, and Rin. Like, he was trying to instruct them, like, yo, man, you need to, y'all gotta work together.
Yeah, yeah, that's right? Where that whole thing came from.
But also, like, they got thrown right into the middle of the war as kids. So it was just like, you couldn't really train them the way we see now how Kakashi trained Team 7 and how those teachers are now training their students. Because, like, they were in a war at the time. So we're just like, Minato couldn't just go on with mission with them totally. And then Kakashi already made Jonin. So it's just like, well, since you already made Jonin, we can just, y'all three can be your own group. I'm going to go off here.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what my thing was. I'm like, yo, Minato, he was a sensei, but like, he was also like an entire army unto himself. Like, literally, what is it? The Raikage is alive because Minato was having a good day. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, man, he can take out an entire army. He's fully on site. The Yellow Flash. Of course, then you get, like, Kakashi, who is like, oh, my God, it's the White Fangs kid. It's like, I don't even, like, we got, what, maybe an episode or two about who the White Fang was? I still have no idea. It's just his dad, right? He wasn't anything special.
I mean, apparently he was supposed to be a great ninja, but obviously, like, he saved his teammates instead of following the rules. And so that's another reason why I hate the Leaf, man. My man saved people's lives and y'all disgraced them, forced them to suicide.
It's like, yeah, I'll never be like my dad. I'll never be like him.
It's like, yo, bro, your dad was one of the GOATs. Your dad was a legend.
Right.
The Leaf is just trash.
Yeah, exactly. He was trash. No,
the village
Leaf is trash.
The village was trash the way they treated him.
Yeah, but then, yeah, like, so what was that? Another one on your list? Guy is top. Like, just because his power, oh my, yo. But like the way, but you know, he took, like, he saw the potential in Lee, and he was just like, you know what? That dude is just like me, except, you know, a guy is like obviously able to use like ninjutsu and everything like that. But like, I am going to turn him into like a dynamic kicking taijutsu machine, man. And he did it. And it was like scary.
If Tenten trained like Lee, she could have been the elite.
She would have got more screen time than that swing. Oh, but yeah, Tenten was one of those characters. Apparently, she was supposed to marry Neji, but like someone, they were asking for like a sacrifice or whatever for like the series to like solidify. And so Neji pulled the short straw.
Where'd you read that?
Oh man, where did I read that? I don't remember. But so you know how they matched everybody up? It was supposed to be Tenten and Neji. That's why you don't see Tenten anymore. Tenten's gone.
she's running a weapon shop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like, oh really, you sell weapons now? Like, what, you don't even transport them? That would have been a better use of your skill.
Honestly though, that would have harbored Neji down. Like, this skills aren't really that compatible.
Yeah, but okay, think about a kid that, like, you know, it was like a dynamo of like throwing kunai at you, like hardcore, like range tactics, and then you got like, you know, gentle hand, gentle fist, whatever you call it.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Yeah, you got a best of both worlds. You know, any video game you ever play, you always either ranged or you're melee. You never get to be both.
True. I mean, on the list of senseis, we also, I mean, can't talk about senseis and leave out one of the originals, Master Roshi.
Yo, my turtle man, turtle hermit.
They can't leave out one of the originals.
Original perv, man.
like the staple of the pervy anime character is Master Roshi.
I didn't realize any of this when I was a kid, but like, it's like, yeah, let me see that magazine real quick. Oh, I'm like, yo,
I mean, you saw the picture of the woman on the magazine. It's just like, okay.
Yeah, but when you had it in English, they like, it was like a fashion magazine or something like that. It was never like a, like, yo, let me show me that Playboy real quick, son. I'm like, yeah.
Like, even with the like dub version, like, you could tell, like, but honestly though, Master Roshi is like, what do you say? Like, he my man trained Goku, Krillin, Ox King, Grandpa Gohan, even Yamcha.
even Yamcha.
You know, they can't all be shining stars, but hey.
well, for the human race.
You know what? Yo, let me take that back. I apologize to the Wolf Gang, to the Wolfang Gang.
Oh, like, oh yeah, no, we don't want that.
I apologize to the Wolfang Gang. I don't need the wrath. All right, Wolfang Gang, I apologize. Yamcha's nice. Yamcha's nice, all right? You heard it here first. Wolfang Gang, I apologize.
He coached up the humans, all the humans, like the strongest humans in the planet. How about that?
Yeah,
give him that
plus the strongest thing.
Yeah, there you go. I know we're not even going arguably anymore. Like, Broly's not—he's not like strongest no more.
I mean, I honestly, personally, I like the canon Broly more than original Broly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one that they introduced for Super, because it gave him an actual real story. And it angered everything. Like, the original was like, oh, we got this high power scene. It's like, oh, he was stronger than Goku, but Goku's fighting spirit was higher, and that's why he got pissed, because Goku was crying the whole time. Like, that was just dumb. Like,
why are you so mad, bro?
it didn't make any sense. Am I making him talk or speak? You said was Kakarot.
He couldn't. I'm dying because it didn't dawn.
What did your father do the whole time? It's like, the whole time you were just growing up, he was running around saying Kakarot, and he was like, he was cool with that. He didn't try to teach you words, nothing. Yo, like, come on now.
What can you do? I mean, he's a prince, right? Like, come on, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Just go with it. You don't have to read into the story.
Hey, but it was dumb. It was like, he didn't have no backstory, nothing. It was just like, oh, Goku was crying when we were kids. Goku kept crying. We were born on the same day, but Goku kept crying. That made me angry.
Hulk smash.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, so, okay, one thing I like about how Dragon Ball does it, right? The whole series, if they like it, they keep it. If people don't like it, all of a sudden it's not canon no more. Whole GT series, gone. They axed that whole thing. I'm like, that's not canon no more? Why not?
I mean, technically it never was because there wasn't a manga for it. It was just, they just did this. But here's the thing. I'll take GT for what it is. We'll say I'll take, because like the story of GT was based on the story. It was obviously taken from Z, which is canon. And Akira Toriyama did a lot of the character designs for mostly just about everybody in GT. I mean, don't get me wrong. GT is trash.
Yeah.
I accept it for what it is. Yeah. I accept it for what it is. It has its place in the Dragon Ball Z universe. I'm not calling it canon, but it has its place.
It's just like, you know, like, okay, I'm going to pick this one. This one was good. Fans liked it. Canon. We're going to keep it. Like, you know what? If it was like, you know, a little iffy, we didn't really like it. No, it wasn't canon anyway. Don't worry about it.
We got Super Saiyan for Goku. There's Super Saiyan for Vegeta. We got Super Saiyan for Gogeta. Like,
yeah,
with Baby Vegeta, we got Super 17. We got some interesting guys. Oh, don't forget Omega Shenron.
Oh, that's right.
They gave us some interesting characters.
I know. Well, they also, the Black Star Dragon Balls, people want those to be canon now. I read that. They're like, oh, we want those back. We want them back. That would be an interesting story.
But there's no point of making the Black Star Dragon Balls canon unless you were just going to do the Shadow Dragon Saga again. Because that's what made him interested. It's like, oh, we have the Black Star Dragon Balls. It's like, they cracked and then was like, we had to, all the negative energy from it. And it was like, oh, we got to make them good again. It's like, oh, wait, the Dragon Balls cracked because we overused them. And now we got the Shadow Dragons.
Yep. So they, like, you can't just redo it. I don't know. It's interesting, but I would like to see it. I'm not gonna lie. I would like to. I would watch that. I haven't watched any of Super really. I would watch that just because I know it. I'm familiar with it, and I watch it again. I'm like, let's do it.
I mean, Super hasn't been back since they did the Tournament of Power arc.
Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, it was good. Oh, another sensei. What was her name? I believe it's Azumi. Yes, Azumi Curtis. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Beast. Listen, anybody knows me, you know I love Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. That is in my top five. My top five anime all time. Azumi Curtis. She's like, what more can you say? She's a mother effing beast.
Yeah.
Training the brothers, man.
I was gonna say she like gave up the full equivalent exchange. Like, oh, what do you know about it? Like, you know nothing about our pain. She goes, I don't know anything about your pain, huh? I don't know anything about your pain. Like, she had to give up her, like, basically all of her insides, man.
Yep.
she knows.
Mm-hmm. Y'all thought she was just a simple housewife, but nope, she's a beast.
Simple housewife, yo. Come on.
Not at all.
It's like, oh, you can transmute without circles? So can I. Clap, got you. It was like, I don't know. That's all I really remember about her, to be honest.
Well, history
only was like a blip, right?
Hmm?
I was gonna say she was only like a blip on the Full Metal radar. She wasn't like she came in and out of like of the episodes every so often. Like, that's what I remember.
Yeah. So she wasn't like highly. But the fact is, like, as beast as Al and off Al and Edward were, like, someone had taught him, like, the teacher who taught them got to be beast as well.
You're right.
And she's no exception. Like, they always have to come back to, they come back from time to time to get advice from her. But she, like, she'll kick anyone's ass. Like, you get in the way, and she definitely will make you pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Full hot-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a husband in Brotherhood? Was she married? I don't remember. She was married, right?
Yeah. They ran the butcher shop.
Yeah. Okay, good. I was like, yeah. I haven't watched Brotherhood. I watched regular non-canon Full Metal.
Oh, you need to watch, bro. You need to watch Brotherhood, man.
Yeah, yeah. You told me. I'm just like, right now, every suggestion you give me, I'm going to write down in a notebook.
She sent the boys to an island to train and instructed them. Like, she instructed them that they got to survive there for a month without alchemy.
I feel like I don't remember that.
Gotta watch Brotherhood. Like, they... like they like and they get it too, and then they also understood the meeting like all is one and one is all. Like she is a beast, and they respect her so much, and she even thinks of them as their own children, as her own children.
Yeah, I think in essence she did become like a mother figure because they didn't really have one after their mom actually died. So
right,
yeah,
that's why I love her. She's a beast.
I felt that one. I felt that one. He throwing out L words.
No, as a sensei, yeah, I love her as a sensei. Like she's awesome.
Yeah. We'll kick it over to My Hero Academia. We got Gran Torino. I was gonna say Azawa, but you know what? He's like he really just Azawa was
definitely mine. Yeah, big. Well, in the exact literal sensei, man. He is their teacher. Like he is their sensei. I love Aizawa. Richard, like yo, he's trying to like teach him like for real. Like, and he is like, I love his attitude. He's just so laid back, and the kids are just like, yo, man, we got some motion. But like, you know, when it comes to protecting these kids, he does his damnedest to make sure they stay out of harm's way and that they're protected.
Yeah, yo, he gets his face beat in. Like, literally, he gets his face beat in to protect these kids. Oh, man. Yeah.
Not to mention, like, he's actually he's your literal teacher trying to teach you how to be a hero.
I know. See, I was actually going to discount him because, like, he wasn't, like, specifically, like, the main hero's, like, teacher. But you know what? Like, he does broad hero skills. yeah, exactly. He does broad hero skills. He teaches everybody what they really need to know. And plus, he kind of does teach them how to control his power. Because he's like, yo, you can't even be in this class if you keep killing yourself every single time you try to flick a ball. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
And he's not afraid. Yo, anybody acts out of line, he's not afraid to shut down their court.
Oh, I love that.
But it's definitely so got to give Aizawa, a.k.a. Eraserhead. Got to have that.
Hit him with a nod.
There's no way.
Yeah. My first pick, though, was Gran Torino. It's because, like, he really did. I feel like, so he was a mentor to All Might. But then he decided to be a mentor for Deku too. Like, so I was like, all right. So he teaches them how to like kind of move omnidirectionally. What else does he do? He doesn't fly. Zuko, or not at that time. Zuko doesn't fly, or Missouri doesn't fly. But what else does Gran Torino teach him?
The maneuvering thing.
That's it.
Yeah. But I mean, it helps.
It greatly though,
because he uses that way, it helps him with full cow, like to control, helps control his power as well.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, he said, use a full cow all at one time. Yeah. Okay. That's right. So that he can move faster. He just powers entire body instead of just part.
He doesn't have to do like, again, Gran Torino, which is why like, I'm not going to knock you for that. Like, he didn't do a lot. But the thing is, what he taught Deku was a very important. Like into like his hero skills and to become actually using his ability for like fighting when he goes up against bad guys. Like he needed that like training with Gran Torino.
True. Also Gran Torino, I just thought about this. Gran Torino also tells him like, that's how All Might uses this power. How are you going to use this power? Like, don't use it the same way he uses it. Use it the way you want to use it. Like, oh, okay. You don't have to be Delaware smashing everything. You know, Texas smash, United States of smash. Like, nah, you don't have to do that. So, yeah, he tells him instead of, like, powering up one part of your body and just using it, like, yo, just cover yourself with it. All right. I forgot about that.
I'll take that. I was looking at some stuff like before, like, because I already had my sense, but I was trying to figure out anybody, like, who I might have missed off the grid. I haven't seen it, but I know you've watched your show, so like you can talk about this. Who is this? Who's this biscuit character from Hunter x Hunter?
Who is this biscuit character?
Yeah, I don't know who Biscuit is, but you can talk about Biscuit.
Biscuit, young Biscuit. No, she teaches the main character. Oh, Dawn. My God, Gon, and she also teaches Killua how to use Nen, like to master their energy powers. And so they kind of teach
to use what?
Nen. So you know, every iteration of like chakra, chi, oh,
okay,
or whatever.
Nen is the energy, okay.
Nen's the energy of life in that show. And so she teaches them how to like kind of focus it, use it, make a signature attack. And so that's really how, I mean, she's a good teacher. She's in a couple of episodes. She's actually supposed to be like 100 years old or something like that, but she's like a little girl. So one of those really like funny things, but I don't know. I was thinking about her, but she wasn't noteworthy to me. Like, yeah, she teaches Gon how to like, you know, do that. And because she teaches him that, he is able to like do that full adult mode thing where he just beats the living shit out of Pito, the, you know, the cat character. You don't know, yeah, the cat character.
I don't know, yeah, the cat. I've seen that scene.
That scene is uncomfortable. That scene is uncomfortable, man. Oh man. But so she's the one who kind of developed him into that. Like, she's the one who said, like, yo, you can master this, you can do things that you can never thought you could do because of Nen. Like, so he had a Nen teacher and a Nen master, but like after a while they actually surpassed this dude and they were like, so we're just gonna go learn on our own then, all right. Well, peace out. And so, like, you know, they were just randomly doing something and they ran into this girl and they're like, she ends up being one of like the for aforementioned like Nen masters of the world. And they were like, yo, these kids are like prodigies, like, oh,
getting trained by them. Getting trained by the ultimate beast.
Yeah, exactly. They get trained by the ultimate beast. Oh yeah, she also has an ultimate beast, like gorilla mode. Little girl, like, but yeah, she's a cool one, but I don't know. Another one I keep seeing that comes up is Assassination Classroom, Koro Sensei. I have, like, he looks like an octopus to me, but I've never seen Assassination Classroom.
Neither.
So like, every single time I think,
which is why I wasn't even gonna talk about that. Like, if somebody else did, I've never seen Assassination Classroom.
Yeah, but then he comes up as number one. So now I gotta see Assassination Classroom because I gotta know what he's talking about.
I mean, there's many different lists. Like, there's one list I saw where Dryad came as number one.
I mean, I guess he does teach him he teaches him his life skills and the majority of the stuff he needs after Kurama. I'll give him that. I'll give Jiraiya a high one. You know who I don't like on this, like on these lists? I see All Might as a sensei, and he's a sensei in the meaning of a word.
All yeah, Might. I wasn't gonna give it to All Might. Nah,
I wasn't. Nah, I don't like All Might as like a teacher because he really just gives the power and then he kind of gives a little bit of words of encouragement and he actually does get him into UA, so that's that. But
he after really that, anything.
yeah, that speech that All Might has to give to Deku's mom, though, that always gets me. It's like, why does my kid, out of all these kids, why does my kid end up in the hospital, like, every single time?
I'll put Piccolo on a list before I pick All Might.
Oh, he coached up Gohan. I mean, like, it's not his fault that Gohan's a piece of that he got written down. But
I mean, that is definitely Chi-Chi. That's all Chi-Chi.
Yeah. Piccolo is I'll give him Piccolo because, oh man, he, like, multiple times, father figure, sensei, mentor, like, he's more of a dad than Goku is, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is like a me personally. I don't care what anybody gets, but I'm throwing up my man Toto Sai from Inuyasha on the list. Toto Sai is the blacksmith who forged the Tetsaiga.
What?
Because it's funny the way he trains Inuyasha.
He doesn't really train. He kind of drops some knowledge and he says, you haven't unlocked that yet? What are you talking about? Like, that's about it.
He does drop knowledge, but also he trains Inuyasha by making Inuyasha make him a bath.
Oh.
Remember, he forces Inuyasha to train him a bath. And like, it's so dumb. Yeah, it's the most hilarious thing when I look at it. But then, like, the thing, it actually comes through, though. It actually ends up working for him.
Yeah. What was that when his Tetsaiga was too heavy? And he had to like strengthen his arms or whatever. I don't remember.
Yeah.
It was all right.
like, yo, I'm gonna train you. He's like, yo, you pour this water. You know, it was for his bath. And he actually was so tight.
It's like, you mean, oh man, you mean you can make me do all this so you can take a bath?
Like, yo. But yeah, like he forged the sword. And he's the only one that's able to do it, or he's the only one to, anytime it breaks, he's the only one who can actually reforge it.
Yeah.
And he's taught Inuyasha how to actually awaken the sword. So, I mean, without that, Inuyasha would have just gotten his ass beat ages ago.
Yeah, no, that's a really, really good point. Because he would have gone full demon, gone crazy, and then, like, you know, hacked some people up. And then they would have got hacked up. So, nah.
I mean, he only goes full demon under the full moon. Like, and if all he has is his claws. That's only going to get him so far.
Yeah. But he was going full demon when his sword started breaking too. So I think the sword was also sealing in his power. So if the sword breaks, you know, he goes full demon, then all of a sudden his human half like loses it, and something got explained in a way that it was like not a good idea.
But also, like, when Inuyasha goes full demon, yes, he gets stronger and he goes berserk, but one, he still got the Beast of Subjugation.
Yeah. That'll affect him.
Two, even Shishomaru can beat him. And when he starts going berserk, like with Shishomaru as calm as he like stays, easily beats Inuyasha if Inuyasha tries to go berserk.
I know. Oh, wait, have you seen any more about Yashihime?
I haven't seen Yashihime, period. I'm letting that build up. I'm purposely letting that build up.
Yeah, I want to know how Sesshomaru is in Yashihime, just because towards the end of like what I saw of Inuyasha, Shomaru was a badass and he wasn't a bad guy no more. And so, like, I want to see the next iteration of Sesshomaru. That's what I was asking. So,
I mean, Sesshomaru stopped really being a bad guy in Inuyasha, like the moment he saved Rin.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Once
Rin came, he just became more of his like anti-hero thing, where it's just like, I'm not exactly evil, but I'm definitely not messing with Inuyasha because I don't like him.
There you go. That's something we should do. Anti-heroes. I love those, man. That's one of my favorite. Like, I like heroes, but I'm more of an anti-hero villain person. Like, I don't want to be, I'm not on the light side of things, you know? Mm. Like, give me someone who's going to beat somebody mercilessly for the right reason.
True.
Did you ever see Demon Slayer?
Nah, I haven't watched Demon Slayer yet. I know who Tanjiro is, like I know all the show, and everybody's excited for this movie that's coming.
Oh man. Is it the second movie now? Demon Slayer, I think it's the second
movie. You gotta tell me.
I don't watch anime movies like that. I really don't. I've seen half of a Naruto movie.
Well, most of them aren't even canon to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so is this supposed to be like the movie that officially finishes Demon Slayer, or because weren't y'all talking about how Demon Slayer is going to end with supposed to end with a movie?
I was talking about how Attack on Titan was going to end with a movie, and then they just finally decided to air, like to put out there that season 4 is actually split in two parts, and it's like, oh, finally. Because we were speculating, like, yo, there's absolutely no way
finish it. I should have sworn you and Ty said that this was coming, like the Demon Slayer movie ending with a movie.
We got to record it. Just look back. No, I don't think so. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Demon Slayer was ending with a movie, to be honest. The thing I don't like about Demon Slayer is that I feel like the anime jumps around. Like, you're doing something, and then, like, the next episode, they're doing something completely different. And you say to yourself, like, wait a second, did I miss an episode? And no, you didn't. It's like, oh, all right. So I got you. That's just one thing I just felt uncomfortable about the anime. So, like, I'll finish watching it. But, like, it wasn't like a cup of tea that I will keep sipping.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to mention his sensei, though, because I thought that at some point this dude was going to become a real weirdo, but he didn't. But he taught him his water breathing style, the very first sword style that Tanjiro learns. Sakanoji, I can't say his name. he's his teacher, his sensei, but he was a cool dude. I mean, there's dozens of other senseis, but
hey, this is like, these are our favorites.
I know, yeah, exactly. These are favorites.
these are our favorites, but no, like that was, I mean, again, like you said, there's many other, I mean, there are many other senseis in the anime world. These are some of the ones we wanted to talk about. Listen, this has been another episode of Anime Brothers. Like, if you have your favorite anime senses, let us know in the comments below. You find us on YouTube. If you're watching YouTube, let us know in the comments who are some of your favorite senseis and why. Find us everywhere. You know where to find us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Anime Brothers across the board. You know what it is. Please like and subscribe on the YouTube. We are trying to get our own dedicated YouTube link. We're getting up there close to 100 subscribers. Thank you for all of those who have already subscribed and downloading the episodes. We love you all. Tell us if there's anything you want to hear from us, like, let us know. We appreciate any type of feedback. I mean, some feedback, and any feedback we don't like, we're just going to call you out on it. Just ask the people who started talking about Bobo.
Yo, there was a dude on the comments on Facebook talking about, like, yo, join this contest. I'm like, yo, that contest ended in 2018. Don't post it here.
Awesome. Yeah, don't do that. Please, yeah, don't do that.
Fishing.
Ridiculous. But yes, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Anime Brothers. We will see you next week.
Yo, and yo. Thanks for coming.